Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 1 of Colossians chapter 2. For I want you to know how great a struggle I have in your behalf and for those who are at Laodicea, and for all those who have not personally seen my face, that their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love, and that they would attain to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is, Christ Himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this so that no one will deceive you with persuasive arguments. For even though I am absent in body, I am nevertheless with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your orderly manner and the stability of your faith in Christ. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in Him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude. See to it that there is no one who takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception in accordance with human tradition, in accordance with the elementary principles of the world, rather than in accordance with Christ.
A church is able to stand firm in Christ when its members walk by faith, not sight. For those of us who are believers, our salvation came through belief rather than feelings, and our daily decision should be made the same way. But this is contrary to the world's approach. Society rewards self-assurance and independence, and it relies on what we can see. But Scripture reveals the foolishness of depending solely on our circumstances or other people. Instead, our confidence is to be placed in Jesus, and we're to rely on Him. In fact, Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 says we're not to lean on our own understanding at all. If the church is to remain faithful, we must get daily spiritual nourishment directly from God's Word. Through study and application, both individually and corporately, we will learn to be guided by the Lord's wisdom and to let false doctrine and error go in one ear and out the other. A church body that is knitted together in love, unity, and belief in Jesus will be immovable in spirit. Does this describe you and your church? Take a moment to pray for faithful fellowship among believers and for a foundation of strong belief.